The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I'm your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment and comment line is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be a part of the show. In our last episode, we talked with a professional of a company offering a self-hosted remote support solution that not only helps you service your customers, it can also be customized to promote your brand. He told us what this software does, how it compares to other remote support options, and how you can use it to support your own customers. Today we'll conclude our discussion with him and find out how we can customize this remote support software to help our own businesses become more profitable. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. The United States International Trade Commission ordered an import ban on Motorola mobility products with Android May 18th. Microsoft claims the Android devices infringe a patent on technology in Exchange ActiveSync for generating meeting requests on mobile devices. Viper Antivirus is offering a free 30-day trial download of Viper Antivirus Business software. Viper Antivirus Business is cost-effective and easy-to-manage business virus protection for small and medium-sized businesses. It's easy to set up and use via an intuitive management console. It's the business antivirus built with IT administrators in mind. The free download is available to qualified businesses and IT professionals. To try Viper free for 30 days, go to theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/w_sb32 or click on the link in the show notes for this episode. And finally, in episode 58 of The Force Field, I commented on a ZDNet article claiming that improvements in the economy may be a mixed bag for the IT industry. According to ZDNet contributing writer Rachel King, a new report from OnForce quoted OnForce CEO Peter Cannoni as saying, quote, "The sharp rise in gas prices is an immediate, direct, and hard-hitting blow to independent field technicians on the road." He was also quoted as saying, "Q1 is also historically the slowest quarter of the year for tech projects, especially in the retail sector." I mentioned there were three problems with this story and advised you to consider the source of the data. One of the problems was that I could not locate the source, the report itself, in order to verify it. Rachel King's article was based on a, quote, "new report from OnForce." However, the author did not provide a link to it within the article, and I was unable to locate any such report anywhere on OnForce's website. I was beginning to wonder if this was an actual objectively written report about the state of the industry, or just a press release to promote OnForce. Well, shortly after the episode was released, a representative at OnForce sent me a direct link to this report. The ZDNet article was since updated, and a link to the actual report is now available. And guess what? I was correct. The report is not an actual report at all. It is a press release from OnForce, issued through PR Newswire. Now, you may think I'm nitpicking here, but I'm not. There's a very important difference in public perception between an actual report and a press release. The term report generally refers to a statement or observation and presented objectively as fact. The term press release refers to an announcement or item that is generally produced to promote someone or something and is presented more subjectively as fact. When a document is referred to as a report, those who receive it naturally give it more credibility, so it automatically carries more weight than a document created for purely promotional purposes and labeled as a press release. This report is highly subjective. Given the obvious fact that the author of this article called it a report, knowing it was a press release, and did not provide a link to the source to begin with, makes the validity of the claims in this article suspect and places the credibility of the author in doubt, at least with me. The truth is that while the data presented in the actual press release may be accurate, it is subjective to the OnForce platform only. As I mentioned in the last show, IT is a broad term, and the IT industry encompasses many areas, not just those served by web-based service platforms such as OnForce. Since workflow through these platforms comprises only a certain percentage of all contracted IT work, this data is hardly representative of the industry as a whole. There are many seasoned IT techs who will tell you that the first quarter of 2012 was a strong one for them. On the other hand, such optimism may indeed be lacking among what seasoned professionals refer to as pizza techs, the class of techs who accept work orders through the platforms for lowball rates at face value with little or no negotiation. These entry-level or inexperienced technicians are typically attracted to OnForce and other web-based service platforms because they offer easy access and entry into the IT service field with minimal or no investment in actual experience or training in IT. For those techs, it is quite possible that over 50% would be pessimistic for the reasons I mentioned in the last show. Of course, rising gas prices will affect a tech who does not offset the cost of business by negotiating his or her rates with the clients on these platforms in order to ensure their costs are covered and the jobs are profitable instead of just accepting whatever the client offers them, which is usually as little as the client can get away with. To prove my point, I conducted my own completely unscientific little poll in the Force Field forums. In this poll, I asked the following question. Do you agree with the data presented in the latest OnForce Confidence Index? Over 20% said no, another 20% weren't sure, and 5% had no opinion. Nearly half of all respondents said they thought the data is relative only to those who work these platforms and not to the industry as a whole. Only 5% of respondents actually agreed with the report. Okay, why am I making such a big deal out of this? Because this article is sending a negative message to an industry that doesn't want or need one. Sure, the economy is a mess and full of uncertainty, but unnecessarily painting a bleak picture of an industry that continues to hold its own in spite of general economic conditions is not helping. Especially when that picture is taken from the viewpoint of only one company. And that's the news in the Force Field. There are many aspects of owning and operating a computer business. Unfortunately, the formality of paperwork is one of those that is often overlooked until the moment it's needed. Work orders, contracts, service checklists, and invoices are things every business owner needs, but doesn't always have the time, experience, or patience to create from scratch. And the legal documents, such as maintenance contracts? Don't get me started on that. Fortunately, you don't have to start from square one. Bryce Whitty at TechNibble has just released a kit that has it all, the Computer Business Kit. The Computer Business Kit contains over 30 ready-to-use legal documents, computer business forms, and marketing templates to help you protect yourself and look professional. Invoices, terms of sale, maintenance contracts, it's all here in a compilation of easy-to-use and customizable forms and legal documents. But that's not all. The kit also includes 27 marketing templates, lists of suppliers in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia, lists of computer recyclers, and discounts on many leading computer products. Bryce has already done the hard work of creating these templates, so you don't have to. All you need to do is replace the sample logo and contact details with yours, and you're ready to go. If you paid a lawyer to draft similar documents, it would cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. With the Computer Business Kit, you can get started for only $99. The Computer Business Kit is instantly downloadable and comes with a money-back guarantee. And each purchase through the Force Field will help keep the Force Field podcast going and help keep the site online. To order the Computer Business Kit, simply go to technibble.com/AFF/Force Field or click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk or leave a comment to use in an upcoming episode, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698. Or through Skype at Savoia Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field podcast episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. In our last episode, we talked with Jeff Bishop of Elsinore Technologies and learned about their remote support system. We found out what makes it different and unique from other remote access products, some of the features and technical applications of the software, and how you can integrate it into your own IT support services. Today we'll continue our discussion with Jeff and learn more about how to integrate a remote support solution into your IT business. We'll discuss the difference between the tools used for remote support and managed services, the advantages of using self-hosted support software over a hosted subscription-based service, and how customizing and branding a remote support tool can add a whole new dimension to the marketing and promotion of your IT business, as we conclude with part two of a two-part introduction to Screen Connect. And we're talking with Jeff Bishop. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the Force Field.
Thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you back. Jeff, I wanted to take just a moment and talk about remote support in general. Where do you see this industry going? I mean, we have remote support and then we have managed services. I mean, they're two different ends of the spectrum there, but it all encompasses that ability to go in wherever we are and pretty much perform virtual IT support and service for our customers.
Yeah, we sit down probably every Friday and kind of have these debates with each other internally. But the MSP industry with the different tools, there's a lot of good tools out there. The Autotask and the ConnectWises and the LabTex, Navrisk, there's tons of great tools. You always hear the pros and cons on each, because a lot of our customers use those tools, so they call us in and tell us what they like and they don't like. But you've got all those guys who have some sort of a built-in remote support typically. A lot of them are VNC-based. A lot of them, I don't know if any of them have their own protocols, but they may. And then you've got the companies like Baumgartner ourselves that kind of focus on remote support and remote access, and we haven't really delved into that area. I'm seeing kind of a trend, looking at some of the bigger guys that are out there, that from a remote support perspective, they've released the feature sets that they think are important, and now they're trying to continue to grow. So I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see some of these guys actually kind of put their foot into the whole MSP and try to compete a little bit with those guys. I'd also expect to see that they start to continue to add tools to their repertoire, maybe a ticketing tool, or I've started seeing a lot of them have integrated chats, web chats in, which was particularly in the past, was its own little industry. There's a few companies out there that do nothing but web chat, and they
that's true.
And some of them are self-hosted. Some of them are, you know, a lot of them are monthly fees because we've looked at them ourselves. We're actually testing a bunch of web chats now on our website. So we play around with them to see which one we might want to use. And so there's some good tools there. But you see these guys acquiring companies or integrating their own. So I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't start to see it all converging a little bit there. Then you got people like Citrix who are, an app and their virtualization, and they've started going a whole other area with that with their technology. And I don't think they're going to ever stop GoToMeeting or GoToAssist, but but I think that it becomes more of a feature set of their, once they get their marketplace up and going for this new virtualization. I think those will become products of that virtualization, but you got to assume that that's going to be a big part of what Citrix is all about. A couple of years down the road.
I think it depends more on where you want to be as far as the provider is concerned, whether you want to be with a subscription-based product or whether you want to just buy something outright and be able to have it to use anytime, anywhere, any place, and modify as you need.
Yeah, we definitely see that as well, and it's one of the big reasons why we push Screen Connect out. You go back years, in the years past when cloud wasn't the biggest marketing term in the world, you had a lot of people like Amazon starting to come up, big places. But before that, you Log Me In and GoToAssist and WebEx, these guys provided a service that for companies that didn't want to host this stuff themselves, they were quite happy to pay a monthly fee because they didn't really have a cloud environment of their own. We really think that and it's what we do. So of course, this is kind of our bet, was that as the private clouds start to grow and the VPS industry starts to come up, that people might move a lot back towards the self-hosted area. They're not having to maintain the hardware, but they can put the software up, they can own it, they can customize it, and provide access how they want. You'll see some white papers here and there about the security of having stuff go through other people's servers, and I have to assume that these companies are big enough that that they've got the proper security in place. But the fact that you can put this on your own network, you can put it inside your DMZ or outside your DMZ and control it. We hear a lot of customers say that that's a big thing for them. That's what they really want, and that's one of the reasons why they're looking at a product like Screen Connect.
Well, there's a trade-off there. I mean, on one hand, you have the convenience and sometimes, in a lot of cases, lower cost, per use as far as a one-time deal is concerned, like GoToAssist and the Log Me Ins and things like that, where, if I just have one customer, I'm going to service and that's it. It's not a big deal for me to pay that one monthly fee, that one use fee for one time. But if you're going to be doing that a lot, that trade-off is that you can't rebrand it. If you want to use it consistently in the long term to really serve all of your customers, those costs can add up. Those monthly fees can add up over time, whereas if you just purchase it, just a one-time purchase, you get that out of the way, you've got it installed, you have the system set up, you rebrand it, you're out there, then it gives you more flexibility for the long term.
Could have said it better myself. it does. The branding, the customization, that's a big part of it. I mean, what's your core business? Mm-hmm. One of the smartest guys I ever worked with in business, we sit down at meetings, and every time we would talk about, this was a former company, but when we start talking about outsourcing this or moving this, or giving this to somebody else to run or support, he would always sit down and say, what's your core business? Don't let your core business go outside of what you want, outside of your business. If your core business is sales, then you do sales internally. You hire the best sales people. If your core business is marketing, you hire the best marketing people, and you bring them in, and that's what you do. Development and, support. If you're a computer tech company, you make sure that your employees are the best in the business, the best trained, the best educated, the best on the phone with the customers, and that your tools are the best. And putting any of that out to outsource it to other groups or other entities, there's advantages and disadvantages. You just got to figure out what's your core and what you're able to do and what's the best fit for your company. I mean, We see it a lot. I mean, we get people come in and try our product, and they tell us, hey, we're just not set up very well to kind of manage a self-hosted tool ourselves. It's just not not our forte. We're not ready to do that yet. And we get others that come over to us that say, hey, this is the greatest thing ever. This is exactly what we wanted to do. This is, you know, what we were trying to find a couple of years ago, and we couldn't find it, and now here you are, and this is, yeah, this is what we want. So it's a, you know, it's a balancing act, I think, for a lot of the computer repair and IT consultants and then the IT departments within organizations. You know, what do they need and what do they want to support and focus on and make part of their core responsibilities, and what do they want to let outside and let other people take care of for them?
I want to really talk about branding for a minute here. When we talk about GoToAssist, LogMeIn, TeamViewer, those kinds of products, you really don't have the opportunity to market your business. I mean, you're using these products, and these are good products. I'm not knocking them at all. I've promoted GoToAssist in the past. I've used LogMeIn, TeamViewer. They're all good products. And for some people, as I said earlier, for some people, that's all they're going to need, and you know that's fine for them, and whatever works for them, that's great. But when you're talking about your business and promoting your business, you know, getting your name out there as a business, I'm really big on marketing and branding of my business to assist in the overall success of it. And when you're talking about those kind of products, you can't really do much in the way of rebranding. For some of them, you can't rebrand them at all, really. And so when you're logging into people's desktops, or when you're promoting remote support services on your website, that limits you. It really does. Whereas, take, you know, for instance, Screen Connect, which you can rebrand, all of a sudden you've opened up a whole new opportunity for marketing your business. And I think it's one that, that's one thing that I really like about Screen Connect, is that you can do this and you can move it over to your website. You can integrate it into, you know, whatever you want to integrate it into as far as your business is concerned, because you have the source code available to do that. And yeah, it's a lot more work. It's a lot more work, but there's that payoff at the end, because now people come to your website or they download the installer and you're connected with them, and they see your branding, your name, your company look and feel, and it's seamless, and it makes you look bigger than you are, for one thing, and second, it makes you look, well, you know, more established, and it makes you look more legit, pretty much. You know, you're not some fly-by-night person working out of their apartment saying, hey, you know, I can, $20, I can remove this malware for you, that kind of thing. So you're adding a whole new dimension to your marketing, to your business, by being able to do that. So I think rebranding, or I should say branding, is very, very important. I think it's one of the key features that I like about Screen Connect.
Well, yeah, I think you're probably going to get a few remarks from the GoToAssist and the TeamViewer customers saying, "Oh, we can brand our product," and they can. So, I do want to give acknowledgement there that those guys do have some branding. I think TeamViewer probably a little bit more than the other guys.
Some of them, there are some out there you can't really rebrand much at all.
No. I mean, one of the big things that we've tried to do is to allow almost 100% customization, and unfortunately, until we get a few more changes in place, that's just not possible out of the box, because certain things that we have to name get named because they're signed by our co-signing certificate, they're inside of our clients when we package them up, so we cannot customize them out of the box. Now, you can. You can take your own co-signing certificate and go in and take those things that we can't do, that we provide, you know, broadly across all of our customers. You, and as an individual, can go in and do it. We've got videos on YouTube that show you how to do it, and we also
that's great.
We have some support articles on our forum and our knowledge base on exactly how that all works. And for companies that have really no experience in it, we've actually gone through with it's a couple-hour training course that we do that we actually will line up one of our developers that will go through and take your cosign certificate and do it the first time with you. And we'll walk through the whole process and record it using Screen Connect, and then we give you the video, and then that way you guys can, you know, as customers can go back and as new releases come out, can reapply your branding, your customization, and we've had a few people take us up on that. Most people don't really care about some of the back end, you know, what process name or service name is running, but some really do. I mean, they want 100%. They don't want to see Screen Connect's name anywhere, and so we give them that capability. So it is one of the big things when people tell us, hey, we're getting ready to leave this vendor or that vendor and we want to come work with you. Self-hosted and customization and branding is a lot of them. You know, they always want to make sure we've got certain feature sets. You know, do you have chat? Do you have reboot and reconnect in safe mode? Can you handle multiple monitors? Can you handle UAC? Can you do Mac and Windows and Linux? You know, but can you do unattended? You know, we always get those questions, but the things that really typically spark them to actually come look at the product and to try it is, you know, a lot of it's the price, but the majority of them will actually always mention customization and branding. It was a major factor in the decision.
Well, to me, I think it's one of the primary selling points of Screen Connect, to me personally, because I put such a great emphasis on branding and marketing of your own business.
You mentioned a lot about the branding and the customization and keeping things on your site and content on your site and really branding and promoting you and your company. Make yourself either more focused or more seen in the industry or on the web. We'd worked with an SEO consultant once. We were very reluctant to work with anybody, but we saw that there was one in particular who had a little bit of a promotion from Matt Cutts from Google. His name was Eric Ward, and Eric came in, and we talked a lot about how things, you know, what a lot of SEO companies come and tell us to do, and you know, most of them will try to push you to get into some black hat stuff, and we were very reluctant to get into any of that. And one of the things that really stuck with us after our consultation with Eric was, he's like, you know, why would you ever develop content or do anything on a website other than yours? You know, every time you mention a keyword or put a post or write a blog or write an article or anything about your industry or your company or about you, put it on your site. Don't put it anywhere else. Put it on your site. That way, when Google goes through with its algorithms and its spiders and it finds stuff, it's finding you. It's finding your site, not some article site that you might be posting onto or some other site that you've got some sort of promotion going with or advertisement going with. By having it on your site, it's going to help you, you know, a ton from an SEO perspective. And that was something we took away from what we've done with the work we did with Eric, and we've been pretty happy with it. I mean, we're still growing as an SEO. You don't find Screen Connect with every keyword you type in, but there are a couple where we're ranking quite well on Google, and you know, that's very important for a company. And I think he would say the same thing to a lot of these IT consultants and computer repair technicians. You know, hey, go out and start building up content on your site. It is a little bit of a plug for our product line, but, you know, if you're going to do something like remote support, remote access, and you're going to set up your own website for it, put that on your website. Integrate it into your site so that whatever those keywords are, and when your customers are visiting those things, that they're coming to your site so that they're finding you. And, you know, that was something that he preached over and over and over again in our consultation. He said that's what he teaches, and when he does consulting work for companies, that's what he tries to do. So hopefully your listeners can kind of take some value out of that. Maybe he wasn't extremely expensive as a consultant, but
Is it working?
It's working. I'm a true believer in what the guy says. I mean, he's completely white hat. He's above and board. Don't pay somebody to write stuff for you. Don't do this. Don't do that. And if you are working with somebody, then make sure that it's well known that that's what's going on. And so he preaches, you know, staying on, you know, above and beyond from a moral perspective. And we, you know, every company, you're always going to kind of find some fine lines there as you're working along, but as long as you try to stay more towards focusing on advertising your company and doing PR for your company as opposed to trying to trick Google, I think you're at the end of the day, you're going to come out ahead. And so hopefully, you know, I would recommend that your clientele, as part of the whole branding and marketing, trying to advertise yourself, go out and read what some of this guy has written on his website and his blog. I think it would be a real value to him.
Okay. That might be a good resource for SEO information. You know, IT people are generally focused on IT, the technical side of it. And a lot of these guys are great at what they do, their core function as technicians.
Mm-hmm.
But technicians aren't always great business people. You know, and they're not marketers, and they're not necessarily thinking along those lines all the time. They're thinking about, okay, the core work that I'm doing here for my customer is this. And it's not, I should say, their core expertise is in IT, not marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're is a bit of a disconnect there, and a lot of these guys will put up a website, which I call a billboard, basically. Lots of times they're just nothing more than billboards. I run across a lot of computer repair sites and a lot of IT businesses in general that put up a website with three or four pages, and some of them look very nice, some of them are flashy, some of them use a lot of flash. Some of them are very, very basic, and these sites are three or four pages of just billboards. You know, they say, well, this is what we do, and some of them will post their prices, some don't. This is what we do. These are the services that we offer, and that's it. There really isn't much more to the site than just being a virtual billboard. And these days especially, you can't do that anymore, really, and compete, because there are guys who are savvy with marketing their businesses, branding their businesses, and they're taking it the next step or the next three or four steps and doing other things. And one of those things, of course, is offering remote support right directly from your website. That's a key difference. You know, if I'm looking for computer repair and I land on, you know, Joe's site, and his is his just has a couple of screens as to what they do and their phone number to contact them and nothing else. And then I land on Bob's site over here, and he has, you know, support pages and a little wiki and his a direct link to a chat to chat directly with him and a link to his support application. I mean, who am I going to go with first?
I would tend to agree with you. There's a lot out there. SEO and marketing your company and marketing your business is a billion-dollar industry. But what it comes down to, what some of the simple things to me is, you know, if you go search, you know, computer repair in your city, and you're not on the first page of Google, you're missing out. And it's probably simple things that you could do to your site to really try to promote yourself, to get yourself up, you know, at least to, you know, page one or page two, or, you know, are you running PPC ads there? But, you know, a lot of it comes down to links to your site, you know, and why would people link to your website if there's not content there, if there's not information that's important? Now, there could be some links. I mean, are you involved in the local chamber of commerce or local business groups or things like that, where they would potentially link over to your site as a reference or as a potential supplier of a particular skill set in the industry or in the region? And, you know, getting people to talk about you and getting people to link to your website is one of the more important things you can do. Putting content, papers, blogs. I really think that in this industry, putting like what you guys do with your webcast or your blogs or whatever else, that helps the general consumer realize whether or not they need help and what kind of help they need. Or if you're not dealing with consumer, you're more focused business to business, you know, letting them know what kind of problems, you know, they may be having and speaking to those and trying to help them out a little bit. And then what you by providing that kind of content and resources, you become a champion or a recognized expert in the area. And
a thought leader.
Yeah, exactly.
A thought leader. And it's...
Exactly. It's a great name for that. And hopefully, you may not get them this month or next month, but somewhere down the line, they're going to like, we always go back to that guy's website, like I was saying about Eric Ward. I would go to his site all the time to learn about information. And finally, we're like, we need to have somebody come in and make sure that what we're spending our time on is time well spent. And and I didn't miss a beat. I was like, we call him. That's whose site we go to every time we want to learn something or we want to look something up. We always hit his site. And there's a few others, but... And that's why we ended up working with him. It was about a year after we had really were aware of him before we actually ever asked him to come help us a little bit and give us some consultation. So hopefully, that'll help your customer base and the people who listen to your podcast. Marketing and SEO is big business, but it can be simple. I mean, it's the little things. Paying a little attention to detail, getting your blog, making sure that your website's structured the way you want, make sure it's easy to navigate, and it's got lots of, it speaks to what people want to see when they come to your site.
Yep, exactly. And content is king. Jeff, before we go, can we have the website address one more time? How do we get in touch with you? What's your contact info?
Sure. The website is www.screenconnect.com. Phone number in is 919-532-0022. You'll hear a few prompts. There's prompts for IssueNet sales and support, and then the next prompts are for ScreenConnect sales and support. My direct extension is 415, but if you use prompt 3, which takes you to ScreenConnect sales, I'm usually the first phone number it hits, and then if it doesn't catch me, it'll pass you along one of the other guys. You can always email in to either sales@ScreenConnect.com or support@ScreenConnect.com, and just about... almost every member of our team is on the support.screenconnect.com distribution list, so we'll see it either during our office hours or via our mobile phones, and if it's something really important, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. And then the sales kind of routes through, and you're always more than welcome to address it directly to me, and anybody that catches it will drop it into my direct mailbox.
Okay, great. Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for your time on the Force Field today, and wish you all the best with ScreenConnect, and urge everyone to go over there and check it out. Just download the 30-day free trial. I mean, it's free, and you can't beat free. So give it a try and see what you think of it. Jeff, thanks a lot for being on the Force Field today, and you can have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May The Force Field be with you.